3 from your friend, maybe v'yena koira. You bring bikurim, but you don't korei, you can't say the parsha. Why? Lefisha lekona karka, divra Rabbi Meir. Of course, you do not buy any karka. Because Rabbi Meir only says if you buy two trees, you own the karka in between. But if you only buy one tree, Rabbi Meir also agrees you do not own the karka in between. So since you do not own the karka, therefore you only own the fruits, not the karka. So Rabbi Meir says clearly, maybe you bring bikurim, but v'yena koira. It's so clearly it's yufta. About the kasha and Yehuda Mashmur that you see according to Rabbi Meir, it's not enough just to own the fruits, but avad, you have to own the land also. It has to be pre-hadom, it has to be. Oh, Malay Rabbi Shimon ben Alikim, the Rebbe Leza. My time with the Rabbi Meir, Vilum Echot. What's the reason according to Rabbi Meir by one tree? That he says, what, you may be, the Yehna Kairah. The kasha is, like Rashbam says, since you're not Kairah, that means you do not own the land, so why should you bring Bikurim altogether? If you don't own the land, you only own the tree, so you should be potter from Bikurim. Bikurim is only if it's your land. So why does Rabbi Meir say, if you own one tree, without the land, you have to be made of the Anakura? Well, my time with the Rabbanim is Shtei Ilonis. How come the Rabbanim say by Shtei Ilonis, here that they say, you're potter completely, Rabbanim say? Yeah? So Teretz is like this. Oh, my loy, Dova Sherishonim, Loyamavaitam. It's the same kasha. The Rabbanan said also, if you buy two trees from your friend, so Rabbanan said, you may be Bikurim, but v'yena kara, you're not Kareya. So the kasha again, according to Rabbanan, also why? Since when you only buy two trees, according to the Rabbanan, you do not own the karka in between, so if you do not own the karka, like it's not your karka, why should you bring Bikurim altogether? Not only not kara, you should not even be maybe. What's the pshan and remei and rabbonin? What is such a cloud of navy v'yena kara? Samaritan says back, Omloch, I tell you, Dovah she rishonim l'yomru botan tishalein v'veis ha-medrish. Something the rishonim did not say a reason he asked me in the veis ha-medrish. Today l'vayshen, like you're coming to embarrass me. No, that's a good question. Like you're embarrassing me to ask me this. But you should know, so he didn't have an answer. Omar Rabba said like this, my kushya, what's the bikasha? Dilma made a pshat like this. Rabbi Meir bila nechot svuki misafkilei. For Rabbanu b'shnei ilon is svuki misafkilo. Maybe the pshat is he had a doubt. Rabbi Meir holds true. If you buy two trees, you own the karka in between. If you buy one tree, he has a doubt whether you own the karka or not. But since he has a suffix, therefore you're supposed to be maybe the bikurim, but not kareya. And the same thing the Rabbanan. When you buy three trees, they hold for sure you own the karka in between. When you only buy two trees, you have a doubt. Therefore, they say maybe v'yena koira. So what's so shred? That's that cloud. For the Gemara, that's true. Mi misafkalei. Roktonia says clearly l'fisha l'kona karka divra Rabbi Meir. It says clearly because he was not kona karka. That's why he's maybe v'yena koira. Gemara says no. Aimer rather says this. Shema l'kona karka. Maybe he was not kona the karka. So therefore, it can't be koreya. But I call upon him, maybe he has to bring. So there's the question still, if it's a suffix, how could you bring bikurim? V'leichish, why aren't we afraid that Dilma la bikurim ninu? Maybe the locher is when you buy two trees according to Rav Meir, you do not buy the land in between. If you do not buy the land, these pairs are not mechuyev and bikurim. If they're not mechuyev and bikurim, how could you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash? That's where the klal is, you bring it in chulin to the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim, the mitzvah was, you bring it in the tent, in the basket, and you give it to the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Here it's mashma, regular chulin, regular apples, fruits, you're not allowed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash unless it's Kaddish. So if you have a doubt if these pomegranates are bikurim or not, how could you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash? You bring in chulin liyazara. So Mar says, the case is the makdish lu, and echnami. Yada say he was makdish to the pomegranates. Before he brought these pomegranates in misafik, he made it hegdish. He says, let her bring it in. But the Gemara is also no good. I've a bowl mechlinu, but you have to eat the peris. And if he was makdish it, how could he eat it? And the Gemara, the paraklu, lady, he was mefarik, he was poiderit. That's why he ate it. The dilma la bikurim ninu v'komafiklu mitrumo maisus. You're popping yourself a truma semaisus. And the Gemara, the mafishlu, he took off truma semaisus. And the Gemara, the Yoyev, the Levi, you give the Maisa Levi to a Kain also. The laws of an Azayimino, Maestrishan of Lakoyim. Therefore, there was an eighth of the Trumas and Maest to take care of it in the Beis Hamikdash. I, the Duma Bikurim Ninu, or boy, you Kree, and you have to have a Kree, and you're not making a Kree now. And there it is, a Kree, a Lai Makhevet. I'll tell you, the Kree is Bikurim, it's not Makhev. For the more of a Loi, it's not Makhev by Bomer of Zero, call a royal Bila, Bila Makhevet's boy, Mashenu Labia, Bila Makhevet's boy. And the more of the Ovid Luk, Rab Yeser of Echanina, the Yama, Botsa Meshrigan Biashliach. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go with this Gemara again tomorrow. We'll go with this Gemara. Yes, might as well hold them off again. That pay Aleph from base. Again, the Shaila was, if you have a Sofik, how could you bring Bikur min a Sofik? The Shaila was, you'd be Ma'ayil Chulin Lazor. That was the Shaila. And the Tzapa say the Paris and not Mechuyev in a Bikurim, it's Chulin Lazor. It's more like a Teres again, the Makdishlu, no, the Medikodish. You'd have pay Aleph from a base. I have a boy Mechlenu, I the Kain has to eat the Bikurim. So on the tzad you makdish it out could eat it there as well as the paraklu he was poidur afterwards. For the more of a still the dum ala bikurim ninu the kom afkulu mitruma maisa. The loch was regular bikurim is potter from trumas the maisras. Here maybe it wasn't bikurim and you were supposed to take off trumas the maisras and you didn't. Samara says no, the Teretz says the mafreshlu. We're talking about a case where he did take off the trumas the maisras. So again, bishleim mitrum gadoy lo yoy le lekoin. He gives it to a kohen there in the base of Mikdash. Maisa sheni nami yoyle l'koin. Maisa sheni also, you can give to a kohen, tidin Yerushalayim. You give it to anybody, maisa sheni tidin Yerushalayim. Maisa oni nami, since it's Bikurim though, so kohen can eat it, it'll be long as it's in Yerushalayim. Maisa oni nami yoyle l'koin, oni. Give it to a kohen that's an oni. So mamonashach, he can eat it. If it's Bikurim, he can eat it. If it's a regular mice oni, he's an oni, he can eat it also. Elo Maiserishin the Levi. The question is, a Maiserishin is supposed to give to a Levi. There is a question. If it's Bikurim, a Kain is supposed to eat Bikurim. On the Tzad, it's Maiserishin, a Levi is supposed to eat this. How could you get away with this? Samura says, that's Kash Laman, Yoivle. Samura says, yes, the Yoivle a Kain. You can give Maiserishin to a Kain, and it goes according to Rabbi Loza ben Azarya. The Tanya will learn like this. Truma Gedoyla le Kain. Truma Gedoyla, everybody holds he's supposed to give to a Kain. Maiserishim lelevi diver Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. That Maiserishim is supposed to give to a Levi. Mashenken Rabbi Lezer ben Azayi Roimer. Maiserishim af lekain. He holds no. Maiserishim could also go to a kain. So the kitzi could give the Maiserishim of the suffix bikurin to a kain. So manashach. If it's bikurim, it's good the kain's eating it. If it's regular Maiserishim, it's also good a kain could eat it. For the Gemara though still, but dimu bikurim then will boy kriya. But maybe these Paris, again, the Shaila was, where you bought two trees, and we have a Suffolk according to Suffolk, when you buy two trees according to Rabbanin, do you own the karka in between? So then you have to bring Bikurim. So we have a Suffolk, you have to bring Bikurim or not. So the question is, maybe you do own the land, and you have to bring Bikurim, and then Oboy Yikriya, and you have to say the Parsha, like this, the mitzvah is when you bring Bikurim, you have to say the Parsha of Bikurim. So Mora says, Kriya le makevis. That's not a kasha. You don't say the Kriya here, and even if you don't say the Kriya, you don't lane the Pasha Bikurim, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So Mora says, no, it's not true, it's not all over. I vomer abzero. The klal is, kol horoyu le bila in bila makevis boy. The shenaru le bila bila makevis boy. Usually the question is, if it's a role to be done, if it's fit to be done, so even though you don't do it, still it's okay. Like here, regular Bikurim that you could do the Maisa Kriya, then even though if you don't say the Kriya, you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But in the case like here where you have a Suffolk Bikurim, that Minasuffolk will soon see the reason why you're not supposed to say the Kriya, so here it's like it's not Ro'u to have the Kriya, then the Kriya is Makiv. Then the Kriya you will not be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bikurim, since you can't do the Kriya here. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, the Ovid lay Kareb Yesi Bar Chanina. He has an eight to like Kareb Yesi Bar Chanina. Yeah? Gemara says, we could do it. The Ovid lay Kareb Yesi Bar Chanina. The Omad, he said like this, that he holds, Botsron Vishigron Biyat Shliach. Let's say somebody cut off the Paris, and Vishigron, he sent the Paris Biyat Shliach. In other words, Reuven that owned the field had a shliach come down to cut down the first of figs, and take it to Yerushalayim. Umeis shliach b'derech, and then the shliach died on the way. So, Locher, in such a case, is maybe, whether it's a new